As the Shemitz Boch, we begin Perek Shmi, the 8th chapter, in the Rambam Silchas Chiyus and Laws of Rentals in the Sefer Mishpatim Book of Judgments, where now we talk about the rental as applies to fields, where there's three different types of categories. There's Seicher, which is renting, there's Cheicher, and there's Mekabel, as Rambam gives Halacha off regarding qualifying these different types of rentals of a field. So, Echad HaSeicher Mechaveroi Sodel Lezara, whether someone is renting from his friend a field to plant it, and that all the produce will be to the renter when he's paying a rent, or a vineyard where he's going to eat the produce in its value, meaning that he's going to give a certain amount of dinarim a year for the rent. So that's like your classic rental. The profit's going to go to the renter. He's going to pay a certain amount of money for the rental of the field to the owner. Or he rented it from him with a set amount of produce, whether the field will be planted or not. For example, let's say he rented from him the field for 20 kor, a certain amount of measurement of produce for the year. The kerem zeh, or this vineyard, is going to give him 20 jugs of wine every single year. Shnehem din echad yeshlehem. They both have the same halacha. Now, that's if he's giving a certain amount per year. Now, if someone rents with produce, hu anikar cheicher, he's called cheicher. In other words, there's no difference between them if he's paying money, which is a generic rental, or produce. It's just that if someone's paying with money, that's called a cheicher. If someone's paying with produce, which is often from the field itself, that's called cheicher. Halacha base. A third category, besides cheicher and cheicher, is hamakabel. Sada oy pardes kedei labrois. If someone accepts a field or orchard to do work on it, and he spend expenses on the field, the yidin labal akarkan is going to give to the owner of the field shlisha tvuis oyrevia. He's going to give a percentage of the profits to the owner, whether it be a third of the produce or a quarter or mashiasamani, whatever they stipulate between them. Zewa nikra mekabel, that's called mekabel. That's the third type. So there's first two types are types of rental, whether you're paying with produce or money, and the third type is where he actually doesn't give him a set amount; he gives him a certain percentage of what he's going to make from this field that he's renting. Now the Rambam continues regarding whatever is necessary for the field itself will be divided between the two different parties. So called davishul lesayig haaretz, whatever is needed to make a boundary for the land. So balakarka chayiboy, so the owner of the field, he's responsible because he has to deliver a protected field to the renter. Now v'chal davishul shmiri yaseda, whatever is overly protective, more than what's necessary, so that's the renter or the one who's doing this this mekabel is responsible. And the axe that is used to dig in the ground, and the vessels that are used to carry the earth, and the bucket, and the jug, and similar things that they use to draw the water, those are the owner of the property. He has to provide those things to the renter. But the digging of the places where they have the water gathered over there, that's ala cheicher or al mekabel. That's on the renter or on this mekabel. The reason that is because these pools are there to serve just to make it easier to water the field, where the cheicher or the mekabel doesn't have to bring it from the river. That's for their own purposes. That doesn't have to be provided by the owner of the field. Halacha gimel. Hasecher or mekabel sod mechaveir l'shon mu'ates. So someone has this type of rental or the other type, which is a mekabel of the field from his friend, for a small amount of years. So if that's the case, Loizer and the Pishtan, he shouldn't go ahead and plant it with flax, because flax weakens the ground, and it doesn't come back to its original state until after 6 years. So a few amount of years means less than that amount of time. You can even back in worst case than when you got it. But if Schara Kibla Sheva Sham, let's say he's renting or doing this Kablan is for 7 years, okay, then Zaydush on the Rishon and Pishtan, then what you could do is like this. You could plant it with flax the first year, because when it's going to get time to bring it back at the end of 7, it's already going to go back to its original state. Moreover, the Inas Shvias, and however the Shemitah year, because he accepted work for 7 years, and the Shemitah year you can't do work on it, that's not Minaminyan, that's not counted from the amount of the 7 years of rentals, because 7 years means 7 years of work, and Shemitah you can't do work. In contrast, if Scharai Kibla Shavua Echad, if he, let's say, renting it or accepting it for one Shemitah cycle, then Shviz Minaminyan, then the Shemitah year is part of that count because that's part of the 7 year Shemitah cycle. Halacha Dal, regarding diminishing, taking off from the payment of the rental because of some type of a natural loss in the rental property itself. So hachaycher oyem makabel sod mechaber. If someone is a renter, again, which he pays produce, or he's makabel the field from his friend, where he gives him a certain percentage to the owner of the field. Now v'hi beis hashlochem. This is a field that needs to be watered. It has to be irrigated. Or a field where you plant trees. Now the spring of this irrigated field dries up. But the great river that all the people of the city utilize, that river didn't dry up. No, you could bring from the big river with a pitcher, with a bucket, to the field. Regarding the other case, the field of trees, where the tree got chopped down. So regarding these two cases, he does not diminish from the rental price. Why? Because the additional effort that he has to put in is not something that will take away from the price of the rental, because the field is fitting and able to be worked on. It's just the mazel, the flow of the renter caused that the spring should dry up when the field has been rented by him, and he has to go and suffer that extra effort of getting the water there. But the makas medina he. But let's say this is a statewide affliction. Let's say the great river dried up, which that's where everyone in town would water their fields from. Then actually you do diminish from the rental price according to the amount of the loss, because you can't say that what happened here, which was all the fields of the city got ruined, is the bad mazel of the renter. And that is even without him being involved, it would have been the type of situation. So it's not his problem, and therefore he gets to diminish that I'm not getting the product that I'm renting. And it's not my fault, not my mazel, because look, everyone else in town gets that. Now, let's say the owner was standing inside the field, and he tells to the renter, he says, you see this irrigated field? I'm renting. I'm going to rent this to you. Or I'm going to rent you this field of trees. Now, in that case, if the spring dries up or the tree gets chopped down, he could diminish from the rental price. Why? Because he was standing inside the field. So why is he telling him? He's not telling him this. It's like as if to say, it's like it is right now that I'm going to rent it to you, which is with the spring and with the trees. So that in that case, you could diminish from the price. So different. If he was not standing inside of it, and tells him, an irrigated field I'm going to rent to you, the field of the trees, and the spring dries up, or the tree gets chopped down, then he's not going to diminish him from the rental price. He's going to have to pay him as the regular price. Again, where he rents it, or he gives him a set price, or he gives him a certain percentage of what he's going to make of this field from his friend. Now what happens is that locusts eat it up, or it gets wind blasted, and the crop gets ruined. So if this happened, to most of these fields of that city, so that's what's called a makas medina. It's a statewide thing, countrywide thing. So he could diminish from the rental price. Everything according to the loss that happened to him. But let's say this plague, this problem was not widespread in most of the fields of the town. Then they cannot diminish him from the rental price that he owes him. Even though, interestingly, even though all the fields of the owner of the property, all his fields were wind blasted, where even the ones that he didn't rent to this person. So you would think to associate the loss in this field to the mazel of the owner of the field, just like as much to the mazel of the renter. Now, it's logical more to relate the loss to the mazel of the renter than it is to the owner of the field. And that's the reasoning for this halacha. Why? Because the owner of the field could tell him, look, if it would be because of me, all my fields got ruined, I would have had at least something left over. So if not for your bad mazel, Hashem would have had some compassion on me, like a pasuk says in Yirmiyah, Ki nisha'arnu ma'at maharbud. Hashem usually leaves over something for a person. And here I lost everything. That must be your mazel over here in this last field of mine that it got ruined. So therefore it's actually the liability of the rent, even though this happened to all the fields of the owner, because as long as it didn't happen to most of the fields in that town. Now, nishtatfu kol asad shel ha'seicher oyem makabel. Now let's say all the fields of the renter or this makabel, all his fields get wind blasted. So in that case, so then even if this problem where this one that he's renting was something that most of the fields in that town got ruined, which generally we say that it can get off from the price, in that case, it cannot get off from the rental price. Why? Because this loss is obviously only in the renter. All his fields got wind blasted, and he cannot say, what do you mean? I would have had something left over because this is not his field and this would not have been the one that Hashem would have left over to say it's the mazel of the owner of that field. And therefore, in that case, even if most of the fields of the town, he would still not be able to take off from the price. Now the Rambam continues, what happens if they deviate from the conditions of the rental? So here's no love balakarka, if the owner of the field stipulated on him, she is in a chitim, that he should plant wheat, and instead he plants barley. And again, it gets ruined, it gets wind blasted. Or he doesn't plant that at all. Or he plants it and doesn't sprout. So even though there was locusts and there was wind blast and which ruined most of the countryside, but that's not what happened over here. He wasn't the same as everyone else. He didn't plant the same thing. It didn't have that he planted, it was eaten, it didn't sprout. So then, he cannot diminish from him from his rental price because the owner of the field could claim, go ahead and plant it again. Now, until what extent does he have to get involved and plant it another time if it didn't sprout? As long as it's still fit to plant in that place, he has an obligation to continue planting because he didn't do what he has to do. It's not like he had the same makkah as everyone else. Halach above, that everything goes according to the custom of the country. So, again, if someone rents, or he was accepting a certain amount that he's going to give from the profits to the owner of the field. If it's mokum shenogu liktzer, if it's a place that the custom is that you cut the produce, so you should cut, meaning ve'in yirashol lak, you're not allowed to uproot it from the ground. Lak, if the custom is to uproot it, yak, you should uproot it, ve'in yirashol liktzer, you're not allowed to harvest it, meaning to cut it, u'shnei ma'akvin zeh al-zeh, and either party could hold back the other one from deviating from the custom, meaning the owner of the property could stop him from uprooting if the custom is to cut it, with a claim to say that he wants that the straw should remain in the field after it was cut to be fertilizer for the field. Now, so too the other way around, the renter could hold back with a claim to say that it's easier for him to cut than to rip it out. And the custom where it is to rip it out, the owner of the field could stop him from cutting it with a claim to say that he wants a clean field and he doesn't need the fertilizer. And so too, the renter could hold back with a claim by saying that he wants to divide the straw, which he actually gets a portion of the straw, as we'll see later on, Lochayud, to feed his animals. So therefore, either one could stop the other one, whichever the custom is, from changing to the other way. In the place where the custom is to plow afterwards, to turn over the roots of the weeds in the field, to destroy them, that it shouldn't regrow when they plant, so yachrish, then they should plow. In the place where the custom is that they rent the trees through the property, meaning the renter could also get the produce of the trees even though he's not putting any effort and he's only renting the field, but there are trees over there. So maskirin, in other words, we presume that that's the way the rental agreement is going to be. Even though he actually, unspecific, had leased it to him, b'pachas may do less than the norm, than what's known. So you would think that, okay, maybe that means he's excluding the trees. No. And the other way, also, makom shenogu shloi laskeilon, if it's a place where the custom is that the trees are not usually part of the rental, ein loilon, he doesn't have the trees, even though he's renting it to him more than what's known, doesn't make a difference. It's since it wasn't specified otherwise, hakol kiminig medina, everything goes according to the custom of that country. Halacha Zayin continues with this contractual agreement of choicher, which is that of a rental, paying a certain amount of produce a year, like with money, just with produce, how to pay in regarding the responsibility. So someone is renting a field from his friend, which again, it's really like a regular rental, just instead of money, you're paying with produce. And he's basar kar chitim. The 10 kor of wheat is what he's going to give him for the rental of the field. Balaksa, now the produce of the field gets ruined. So although it's flawed, the produce, whatever he did get, he's going to give him 10 kor of wheat from this flawed produce, which is from the property he's renting from him itself. The other way is also true. Let's say the quality of the wheat was really high quality. Lo yimali is not tell him, okay, don't worry, I'll give you 10 kor of wheat, I'll buy from the marketplace. No, he gives him from inside, so better or for worse, the chakiris is the money he's getting, the amount he's going to pay him is from the field itself. Let's say he's renting from him a vineyard that he's going to give him 10 baskets of grapes from the field. Now it got soured after it was already harvested. Bundles of wheat that they got ruined after they were harvested. He gives it to him still from the field itself, because as long as it's in the field, it's like it got ruined when it was connected, which we said previously, that the field didn't finish its job, so even though it's already cut off, but it's still in the field, it's still being serviced by the field. So he gives him what's from inside. On the other hand, but let's say he made up, he's going to give him not the grapes themselves, but he's going to give him 10 jugs of wine, the hechmetz, and it sours when it was already in the barrels in the house of the chaycher, in the renter, not in the field anymore. Then he has to give him good wine because the field did everything it had to do. Because the grapes weren't ruined. It's only when it became wine in the house of the renter that got ruined, and that's his bad mazel. That's his liability, not that of the owner. Let's say he's renting it from him, the field, that he's going to give him 100 bundles of aspasta, which is animal fodder. Now he plants something else. Then he plows it. And he plants the aspasta animal fodder that he said he's going to give him. But that gets ruined, that crop. Or he first plants it, aspasta, he plows it, and then he goes and he plants it a second time, which he had only made up that he's going to plant it one time. And it gets ruined. Then he does not give him from inside. He has to give him good animal fodder again because he deviated from the contract, and therefore that's his liability. Anything similar like that. If someone rents a field from his friend, now, although he has responsibility to, he doesn't want to go ahead and weed it. And he says to the owner, look, what type of laws are you going to have over here? Don't worry, I'm going to give you whatever it is that we made up that you're going to get, the profits from the field. In Shemalai, we don't listen to the renter, because the owner could tell him, look, tomorrow, whatever the later date, you're going to leave this field. And all the weeds, all the grass is going to come up, and it's going to ruin, it's going to minimize the amount of produce it can make. Now, even if the renter tells him, look, so don't worry, at the end, I'll end up plowing it. In Shemalai, no, we don't listen to him, because the plowing then is only going to ruin the whatever weeds are there at that point, but not the seed that had fell originally, which is going to sprout. And if it doesn't weed it right away, those weeds are going to come out the next year when they're planting, and it's going to sprout these troubling grasses. Halacha test. Let's say someone rents a field from his friend to plant barley. He can't plant wheat. Because wheat actually weakens the ground more than barley. And that was not part of the contract. Now, let's say he had rented it to plant wheat, then he can plant barley because it weakens it even less. Kindness regarding beans, legumes, he's not allowed to plant grain. If he made up to plant grain, he's rented kindness, he could plant beans because they're actually less harmful to the ground. Whereas with bubble, but regarding bubble and similar types of areas, lo yezren a kitnis, you should not plant a kitnis. And the shakitnis shalom, so it's actually because legumes over there actually does weaken the ground. So even if you made up to plant grain, you're not allowed to plant kitnis. Halacha it continues now regarding the halacha of the makabel. Makabel is different than we said, like a chaycher and a seicher, where he gives a portion of the profits to the owner and who absorbs the losses. So a makabel sod mechaverev. So if someone accepts a field from his friend to give him a certain amount of the profits, and he does l'shanu mu'atas. He's doing this contract for just a few years, meaning less than 7 years. So ein l'makabel klum b'kredes ha'shikmer. So the makabel does not get anything from the beams of the shikamer, which is some type of a wild fig tree, which those branches could be used for like beams in construction, but it's only when it grows for 7 years. If he's going to cut the branches, the field's going to be returned less than 7 years. He's not going to be returning it as it was when he originally got it. Okay, it's about similar types of things. Neither does he get the profits of the fields, of the trees that it's doing by itself in the fields. Meaning because he didn't have a Kabbalah on this field for Natia of the trees. He only had it for Zeriah for the planting. So it wasn't with any intention of taking any profits that was done through the trees. It was only for the Zriya. But since the field was rented for him for planting, we do calculate the space that the tree takes up. As if that seed that he was planting was throughout the entire field in that area too. And that is, v'ushet samchoy lanz b'makam r'alazriya, only if the tree sprouted in the place which was fit for him to plant, and that's coming off from the area of ground that you were, yeah, that you were giving me. So I'm not going to get from the benefit of the tree, but you got to take that off from the amount of space that I'm not going to be able to plant now anymore. Now, aval miyatzah b'makam she'en r'or l'azriya, but let's say this tree is coming out in the area that's not fit to plant, same mechash ma'klum, then we don't calculate anything for him because it didn't cause him at all any loss. Now, v'im kibla shebesh l'miyatzah, now let's say the Kabbalah, this acceptance of this country was for a period of 7 years or more, then yeshla b'kardes hashik ma'kirtzah, but then he does get from the beams of these trees, because again, by the time 7 years rolled around, he's going to be giving it back as he originally got it. Higiyas man l'istalik min asada, let's say it comes time for him to be removed from the field, where the contract is over. V'yishem zerom, now there's seeds over there, shadayin l'gila mocha, where it has not yet reached time for them to be sold, because they still need the ground, so they're not fully matured, and if you would pick them now, there would be a loss. V'yishenigmenu, or let's say it was finished, but v'legiyu yom ha'shuk l'mochem, it's not yet the market day to sell them. So Shom Leisim, we evaluate them, Nitlbal Mimbal HaKarka, and he takes that value from the owner of the property according to whatever he deserves to get, half or a third or whatever it is. Now, Kshem Shecholken the Makabal Bal HaKarka, but just like the Makabal divides with the owner of the property regarding the grain, the produce, Kacholken Matev Namakash, so do they divide with the straw and the stubble, which obviously this is talking about only Kabbalah and Achakiris, because that doesn't make a difference what's coming out. He gives him a certain amount per year. But here it's regarding dividing the produce, that's the Kabbalah. And Kishem Shechalkim Yayin, just like they divide the wine, Kachalkim Azmaris, they also divide the branches of the vine. Avlakonim Hamamidim Tachazik Fan, but regarding the reeds that are used to hold up the vines, Imkan Vaisim Meshutfan, that depends who buys it. If they bought in partnership by Eil Chalkim, so they divide those reeds. And if it's one person who bought them, the one who bought them, it's his. In case there's anything similar like that, that doesn't go into what they divide when it's over. If someone accepts a field from his friend, a Kabbalah, lita to plant trees. So Makabala Bala Sada, the owner of the field has to accept on himself a Sada Vidois, 10 barren ones which will not produce any fruits, Lisa, for an area that you plant a saw of tavua, where, so although he's getting a certain amount of profits, he has to accept that not everything is gonna produce. Yashal zeh, but let's say it ends up not producing more than that, then megalgin love esakol, actually we devolve all of that liability onto the renter, because since it's so much not producing as it's supposed to, it's a sign that he was negligent in the planting, and therefore we associate all of the non-producing vines to his negligence, and therefore it's all his responsibility, and the owner of the field doesn't have to accept any of that loss. Lochid Beis, Hamakabal Sod Mechaved, if someone has a Kabbalah of this field from his friend, but Lo Yasasa, it didn't produce as we would expect it to. So Im Yesh Bokedei, but if there is the amount that Shetoitzi Sasaim Yesal Atzah, that will produce at least two Sa, more than whatever expenses are being expended on it, Chayim Makabal Tabalba, so the Makabal, this renter, has to go ahead and still be engaged in this field. Shekach Kosev Balakarka, this is what he writes in the document to the owner of the field. He says, I'm not okim v'onor. He says, I'm going to get up and I'm going to plow. Ve'ezra, I'm going to plant. Ve'ezra, I'm going to harvest. Ve'emer, I'm going to put into bundles. Ve'odish, I'm going to thresh. Ve'ezra, I'm going to winnow. Ve'amid k'ri l'fanecha, I'm going to put the pile in front of you. Ve'titel eschatzi, and he takes his half, ve'mashayasna, or whatever they had stipulated, a third or a quarter, whatever their conditions were. And I'm going to take the rest in the reward of my effort and whatever expenses I put on. So in other words, he has the responsibility to continue if it's going to produce at least two saw, because he wrote Va'amid Kri. So I'm going to do all the work that's necessary to make it into Kri. Now the measurement of a Kri, of a pile, the Chum say, is Sasaim, two saw, which is after all the expenses that were spent, you remain with two saw to make a pile. Which obviously we're talking about Kablan this only, because Chakiris, again, the owner of the field, has nothing to do with regarding all these things, because he made up a certain price he has to give. But this halacha is specifically regarding Kabbalah. If it's going to produce that amount, that's going to be Yamed Kri, then he has a responsibility to continue working the field. Halacha Gimel, regarding this Makabla, let's say he doesn't work the field or he changes from what the contract was. So Makabla Son Lechavev, someone has this Makabla of a field from his friend. But once he really acquires this contract, he leaves the field fallow. Not, he didn't do any work. So now he's supposed to get a certain amount of profits, the owner. Now he didn't do anything with it. And now the field is just laying fallow. So he evaluated how much it would have been fit to produce. And then the owner gets that portion which was coming to him. This is what he wrote to the owner of the field. Im oivre v'loy abid, he says, I'm going to leave it fallow, I'm not going to do any work. Ashalim b'meitva, I'm going to pay according to the highest value that the field should have been had it been plowed and planted appropriately. So let's he leaves part of it fallow. Now, why is he obligated to pay? Meaning, he explains, because the renter did not agree upon himself a set amount. Meaning, which is in the answer, you see what was bothering the question of the Rambam. Maybe you would say, if he had set up a certain amount, to say, he was relying that this will never happen. And he was only saying, like, in the way an exaggeration. No, elahisna sheshalom b'meitva. He had made up, he stipulated he's going to pay according to the loss. So that's not an exaggeration. Therefore, he actually conclusively was holding himself responsible, and he has to pay for whatever the losses are that it should have made. And that's not what's called asmachta, because asmachta, you're right, is loikanya. When you just, like he says, if he says, if I leave it fallible, but I'm not going to do any work, I'm going to give you 100 dinar. So there actually, what happens is that that's more than what the loss is. That's what's called reliance. He's not really making himself responsible. He's saying, like an exaggeration, don't worry, I'll take care of everything. And actually, he wouldn't have to pay then. He only has to give according to what was fitted to make. So therefore, the responsibility is, because it's not really a smachta. Smachta would be that he's relying that this is not going to happen. Something like we have by gambling. I don't think I'm going to lose. So I'd say, oh, I'll give it. That's a smachta lekanya. Here also, if you set a certain amount, exaggerated sum, he wouldn't be responsible for that amount. But for the actual loss, that of course he's holding himself responsible, and he have to give that amount. Lochidald, hamakabel sada. Someone has this operation of kabbalah of a field lezada shumshman. He's going to plant sesame seeds. Uzrachitim, but instead he plants wheat. Vasachitim, and now it produces wheat. Shashavin kamashidu uyalasib in the shumshman, that it ends up being the same amount of money value that it would have been fit to have made had he done with the sesame seeds. So the owner only has in him complaints because he didn't lose anything, but he still has complaints to say, what did you change? I needed sesame seeds and you made wheat. Let's say the wheat ended producing less than what it could have made had he done and made sesame seeds. So the makabel has to pay the owner what it would have been able to make from the sesame seeds, which was the contract. Now, let's say the wheat actually produced more than what would have been possible with the sesame seeds. So then they divide according to the stipulation that they made amongst themselves. Though the owner of the property is gaining. In other words, so why don't we say, just like the loss, so do the gain should go to the renter? No, because we could associate the gain for the makabel that he put in the extra effort and he did more than he had to, so you could associate that to the benefit of the property itself, which is benefiting, and therefore it also gets shared equally by the owner of the field.